This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, August 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. If you followed the meme stock drama around GameStop earlier this year, you probably heard stories about some individual investors making loads of money, or losing a lot of it. One investor who made out particularly well is the company's new chairman, Ryan Cohen. In 2019, Cohen had a 12% stake in GameStop and little say over what went on inside the company. But since then, he's managed to wrest control of the company with promises to revitalize it as a modern online game retailer. On today's show, we'll be joined by reporter Sarah Needleman. She covers the video game industry for The Wall Street Journal, and she's been talking to insiders about Cohen's rise within GameStop and what he's got planned for the future of the company. That's after these headlines. Facebook may be forced to sell Giphy after UK antitrust officials said its purchase of the GIF provider could harm competition. Facebook bought Giphy last year, saying it planned to integrate it into Instagram and other apps. Regulators said if the social media giant limited the use of Giphy's GIFs exclusively to its own platforms or changed the terms of usage, it could hurt competitors like Twitter and TikTok. Facebook said it disagreed with the preliminary findings and that it would work with the regulator. A final report is expected in October. Businesses are pushing to limit legislation that would require them to report cyber attacks to the U.S. government. Competing bills in the House and Senate look to increase transparency around hacks on critical infrastructure, following several high-profile attacks, including the SolarWinds breach last year. Several companies and trade associations, though, are calling for the rules to narrowly define which types of hacks have to be reported, and for giving firms a 72-hour window to report the incident. The Senate introduced a bill last month with a 24-hour reporting window. And we report exclusively, one of the world's biggest high-frequency trading firms, Jump Trading Group, plans to launch a unit that'll execute stock orders for individual investors. It's a market that's grown more lucrative as interest in meme stocks and apps that make investing accessible right from your phone have fueled a surge in U.S. retail trading. Jump executives say the firm will set up a retail wholesaler business that'll buy and sell orders for customers of online brokerages like Robinhood and TD Ameritrade. All right, coming up, Ryan Cohen's audacious rise at GameStop. We'll talk about how he climbed his way to power and what he might do next after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with. Listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
You may remember back in January that the video game retailer GameStop saw a huge jump in its stock price. That price rise was due to individual investors organizing on platforms like Reddit and Twitter who bought up GameStop shares and encouraged others to do the same, with the goal of boosting the stock's value and damaging short sellers who'd bet against the company. The flurry of activity caused the stock price to jump from around $18 a share to a high of $483 at one point. In the midst of this chaos, a former outsider who'd been gathering power within the company would seize the moment to effectively gain control over the retailer. As the dust settles around GameStop, Ryan Cohen has emerged as a chairman with enormous sway over the company. Our reporter, Sarah Needleman, has been covering Cohen's rise within GameStop, and she joins us now to discuss. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So, Sarah, there's been a lot of news about GameStop, but I want to take a step back. Tell us about GameStop's history and what position it was in 2019 when Ryan Cohen first came onto the scene.
Well, GameStop is a pretty old company. It was founded back in 1984 under a different name. It went public in 2002. And, you know, over the years, it's done very well. But more recently, things have changed. People are starting to download games or even starting to stream games like they do with Netflix films. And that's certainly put pressure on the company's bottom line. And then certainly the pandemic did a number on it like it did for many retailers.
All right. In 2019, Cohen takes a stake in GameStop. Where did he come from?
Cohen was known for having co-founded and served as CEO of Chewy, the pet supply e-commerce company. He sold Chewy in 2017 to a larger competitor for $3.35 billion. And then after that, he started making investments, and one of the companies he put his money into is GameStop.
And as an investor, he was pretty open in some of his criticism, right?
Sure. In November 2020, he sent a letter to GameStop's board, and he was pretty critical of the company. He pointed out that it was one of the most heavily shorted stocks in the market. He said that changes to innovate and become more tech-centric were happening too slowly, and he criticized the company's leadership. And so he definitely made it known that he thought GameStop needed to undergo a faster transformation to survive as more and more people started buying games digitally straight to their, you know, downloading games straight to their consoles and PCs and phones rather than going into GameStop's brick and mortar stores and buying hard copies.
All right. In 2019, Cohen was offered a seat on the board, but he turned it down. He does eventually join GameStop's board, though.
Right. Initially, they offered him a lone seat on the board, but he wanted to come on with at least two of his associates so that he would have more sway in decision making. And so come January, he had certainly made a name for himself with the board by sending a letter letting them know his thoughts on the company's performance and his ideas for improving it. And so they extended a board seat with two associates that he brought on with him. And therefore, he was able to get what he wanted.
And does he start pushing through any of the changes he wanted to see at the company?
Yeah, pretty much right after joining the board, he pushed for the formation of a committee that would focus on the company's strategy for hiring and spending. And that's when he went about looking for talent at companies like Amazon, Google, Zulily, and of course Chewy, because he wanted to bring in people with tech savvy and e-commerce savvy in particular.
How did GameStop's board at the time and executives working there react to this? Because it does seem like the company was struggling and maybe needed some changes.
Initially, the board and the management team were pretty open to Mr. Cohen. I mean, there were some exceptions, but generally, they were all well aware that the company was struggling. That was no secret. And he had this background, having built and sold Chewy, that made him an attractive potential recruit. There was some pushback from some board members, according to my sources, but he did come on board. He was voted on. And as soon as he came in, he started making his presence very known. And over time, the relationship between him and the existing board and C-suite soured.
All right. During this time, we have the start of the meme stock saga with all these individual investors pushing up the share of GameStop. How did that moment help Ryan Cohen?
This moment definitely gave Ryan some leverage because it was clear to the board and management that he had a lot of clout among the company shareholders. From the time he began investing in the company, but especially when he sent that letter in November to the board, you could see GameStop's shares slowly increasing. And the chatter about him on social media was also increasing in tandem. They found him to be somewhat of a, almost like a white knight, a potential savior. A lot of these investors are game enthusiasts and really liked Ryan's approach to turning the company around. One of my sources said he personified a hero against the hedge funds. And so that really just shows the clout he had among this group of people that was very, very powerful because there was a large number of them. And as we saw with the stock popping, they really pushed its share price up. I mean, we saw the stock go up and down about $100 for 5 days straight. And it's still more than eightfold what it was at the beginning of the year.
Okay, we're now more than half a year past when the meme stock investors turned their attention to GameStop. What position is Ryan Cohen in now, and what position is the company in?
Well, Ryan Cohen is now chairman. Just about everybody that was on the board prior to him joining is now gone, and the C-suite is completely changed. This doesn't necessarily mean the company's trajectory is changed, but Mr. Cohen has made his mark. He's created a new facility for customer service in Florida. Previously, online customer service was outsourced overseas. As we know, he's hired a whole bunch of new executives with tech experience. We have a new CEO, a new CFO. A lot of the new hires come from companies like Amazon, Chewy, Google. And so he's really going down this path of prioritizing online sales over bricks and mortar sales, which is the latter had always been GameStop's bread and butter. So this is a shift. And he has said that he has other plans for the company, but he's been pretty vague as to exactly what those are.
I guess that leaves us with the obvious question, given all the changes, given its role as the most well-known meme stock, what is the future of GameStop?
The future for GameStop is a big question mark. Only time will tell if the changes that Mr. Cohen has been making and future ones he's alluded to will have a positive effect on the company's bottom line. Right now, with the Delta variant spreading and encouraging people to put masks back on when they go indoors, it's possible that e-commerce will play a more important role once again for GameStop in the future. And we also have the new consoles from Microsoft and Sony. They came out last year. They've been in short supply, but those companies are working to bring more of them to the table. And that could be a potential boon for GameStop as it sells the machines itself and also games that go with those machines.
All right. That's our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.